Chapter 18. Like mother, not like daughter.
No, Mom!
Lottie yells. We hear a loud thunk. The black sparkles disappear into thin air. My body sags with relief. I'm awake!
We're all awake!
Well, not all of us. Carlotta is crumpled on the floor. Jonah leans toward her.
Is she breathing?
Lottie's eyes are wide. She's asleep. I turned the wand on her. She says the words slowly, as if she doesn't believe them herself. She's asleep for 100 years? I ask. Lottie nods. Or until I figure out how to wake her up. Bree is still holding on tight to Felix.
Why did you save us? She asks Lottie.
Lottie looks down at her mother, and then back at us. My mom was always so hard on me, you see. I wanted to be a teacher, she explains, but my mom said I couldn't. She said I had to take over the family business. She lifts her thumbnail to her mouth to take a nibble, but then shakes her head. She reaches over to the sewing contraption and gives the wheel a spin instead. I appreciate that you invited me even though I was so mean this morning, and even though my mom tried to... well, you know, kill you. She grimaces and gives the wheel another spin. I want to be the type of fairy that gives horsey back rides and plays karate crocs, not the type of fairy who makes people die. To be honest, when I met you this morning, I was planning on putting the whole palace to sleep the second you pricked your finger. I thought that would be the nice thing to do, so Bree would be with her family. I wasn't going to tell my mom, but I was going to do it. This wand may have done bad things in the past, but I'm not my mother. I'm not evil.
Aha! That's how everyone ended up asleep in the original story. Lottie felt bad for Bree.
Lottie reaches over and ruffles Felix's hair. As a peace offering, I'll grant each of you a whiftickle.
Yes!
All 5 of us? I ask eagerly. Lottie eyes Robin. Well, no, not the sleeping one. The 4 of you. Just tell me what you want. That's an easy one.
I want Robin to wake up.
Lottie nods. Jonah, what do you want? He makes a chopping motion.
A crocodile that knows karate.
I roll my eyes. Jonah, come on. He drops his hands by his sides.
I know, nowhere to put it.
I'll take a puppy.
His eyes light up.
Super puppy!
I tug the sleeve of his pajama shirt. You have to wish for a magical portal to take us home.
But...
his voice trails off.
I really want a puppy. It doesn't even have to be a super puppy. It can just be a regular puppy.
No, puppies! Get us home! He stubs his exposed toe on the floor.
I want a way for us to get home, please.
He looks up at the ceiling.
Can it be the skylight? That would be so cool!
That would not be so cool. It's pouring rain. But I already feel bad about the puppy, so I keep my mouth shut. Lottie turns to Felix. What do you want, sweetie? Felix smiles.
I want a puppy!
Jonah glares at him. And what about you? Lottie asks Bree. I guess you want to sleep for 100 years? Bree looks at Felix and then at me. She pauses.
No.
No? We all repeat.
No,
she says again.
I want to stay right here.
Since when? I ask. She hugs Felix, even though he squirms away.
I knew for sure the moment Carlotta tried to take away my friends and family. I didn't realize what I had until it was almost gone.
She shakes her head.
From now on, I'm going to appreciate what I have right in front of me. I'm going to look around and smell the roses.
I search for a rose to hand to her, but the attic seems to be the only spot in the kingdom that's rose-free. I cheer instead.
That's great, Bree. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, she says shyly. Also, I realize now that I don't want to marry a prince I don't even know. I want to marry Tom.
You do?
A voice says. We turn around. It's Tom. He has a huge smile on his face.
I do, she replies. She takes his hand. Tom, will you marry me?
I will, he says.
I'm so happy for you guys, I cheer. She leans over and kisses Tom on the cheek. He blushes.
Hooray!
Is there anything else you want to wish for then?
Lottie asks Bree.
You should wish for a bike, Jonah says.
Or a cell phone, I add quickly. I'll take it if you don't want it. Bree cocks her head to the side.
I would like a bike, but ever since I made those candles today, I've realized that I can make all kinds of stuff myself, like bikes.
She spins the wheel of the sewing contraption. I've been studying this wheel, and I think I know how to make one myself. I laugh.
You're going to invent the bicycle?
She nods.
Yes, exactly. Why wait 100 years? I can invent whatever I want right now. I'm going to be an inventor.
You're going to be an amazing inventor, Tom says, putting his arm around her shoulders.
So you really don't want me to wish for anything? Lottie asks. Bree shakes her head.
I already have everything I want right here.
What about happiness? Lottie asks.
Bree smiles, and I can see her dimple. I can make my own.
Jonah steps up.
Then can I please, please, pretty please with ketchup on top, use your wish to get a puppy?
No, I yell. Jonah, I would love to have a puppy too, but we can't bring a puppy home with us.
Can I have a crocodile that does karate then?
Felix asks. Please?
Lottie looks at Bree. She shrugs.
Make it a teacup crocodile that does karate.
Jonah scrunches up his face. He looks like he might cry.
Okay, then, here we go.
Lottie twirls her wand around and around and around.
I grant Felix one puppy and one mini crocodile that does karate. The skylight above us shall be a magical portal that goes to Smithville. And I undo the 100-year sleeping curse on Robin. 1, 2, 3.
An adorable brown puppy appears and starts barking. He has floppy ears and a little black nose.
Aww, so cute, Jonah mumbles.
A teeny tiny green crocodile the size of my hand pops up next to Felix's foot. Its little hand goes up in what I guess is a chopping motion. It might be small, but it's still creepy.
The skylight above us starts to swirl. Yes, we have a portal.
We better not get soaked or hit by lightning.
Yay! My puppy! Sings Felix. I'm calling him Horseyback. Give me a ride, Horseyback.
Felix tries to sit on the puppy, but the puppy whimpers and hides behind Jonah's leg. And Robin snores.
Robin, I say, running over to her and taking her hands. Robin, get up. We have to go.
She doesn't open her eyes.
Why is she still sleeping? I ask. What happened?
The skylight is swirling faster. It looks like a whirlpool.
Lottie zaps Robin again with her wand, but nothing happens.
I'm sorry, she says. I don't know why my spell didn't work. Abby, maybe you were right before when you talked about double jeopardy. A wand can't cast the same spell twice. Maybe a wand can't undo its own spell either.
Can you fix it?
I look up at the skylight, which is now a deep purple.
We have to go. It's really late.
There's nothing I can do, Lottie says helplessly. You'll have to go without her. The window will work for the next minute, and then it will be gone forever.
It's already almost 10 o'clock. We have to go. We have no choice. If Lottie can't make another portal, this is our only option. Plus, the other fairies might come back for revenge. We can't leave Robin. We'll have to take her with us.
Maybe Mary Rose will help you, Lottie says. Her powers are much stronger than mine. Not stronger than my mom's, though.
Lottie knows Mary Rose? Carlotta knows Mary Rose, too? Do all the fairies know each other? Jonah points to the skylight.
We have to go!
He cries. How do we get up there? I wonder. We usually just walk into the portal, not jump up to it.
What if you bounce on the bed?
Bree asks. It's pretty springy.
Good idea, I say. We'll pretend it's a trampoline.
What's that? Bree asks. Something else you should invent, I say. Jonah and I lift Robin so that one of her arms is around my shoulders and the other is around Jonah's. Her head slumps forward, but we keep her up.
Wait!
Felix yells. He runs over to us and gives us each kisses on the cheek.
Aww.
We all say goodbye. Now jump, I tell Jonah. We hold up Robin and jump. The puppy barks and climbs up on the bed and tries to grab Jonah's foot. We jump one more time and zoom! The skylight sucks us right up.